Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so on this podcast, we explore stories and strategies and structures, blueprints, resources, anything that can help along the way with that journey. And by the way, I'm on this journey too. So it's kind of a fun way for me to process and think through these ideas myself as well. Today, we're going to be talking about this thing called video prompts. And I've been doing these for a little over 2 years, almost 3 years now. I haven't made a ton of them, but I really enjoy making them. And I thought I would share kind of what I see as the benefits of using video prompts to spark the love of writing and making and creative thinking. So let's go ahead and dive right in. When I was a kid, I loved to doodle. It's how I took notes in class and how I made sense out of new ideas. It's what kept me busy when I was slipping into boredom, often at church with the sermon handout, or in the middle of math class, or sometimes even in the middle of history class, which was my favorite. I just always doodled. I kept journals and notebooks with scrawling sketches all over the place. And now, as an adult, I haven't really grown out of that. I always thought eventually it would be a phase that would be over, but it's not. I do the same thing all the time. I love to sketch out ideas to make my thinking more visible. I have a massive whiteboard in my office, and it always has new ideas and pictures and visuals spread all over it. And for the last 3 years, I've been kind of taking a similar approach of sketchnoting, but with videos. I've been creating these animated sketchnote videos to explore my ideas in my blog posts. If you check out spencerauthor.com, you'll probably see a lot of different sketch videos because that's just something that I do. But I've also been creating these sketchnote animation videos that teachers can use in their classroom as well. These are some of them are writing prompts and maker prompts and project prompts, and we'll get into the idea of those in a little bit. But I want to tell you, I recently created a YouTube channel with all of these different writing prompts. And if you enjoy those, if you think that it's something you would be interested in at all, just check out videoprompts.com. And if you go there, what I would ask is for you to subscribe and to like or comment on any of the videos. And what that does is it just makes those easier to find inside of YouTube's search engine. So I want to talk about the power of video prompts and why we would use these. For years, teachers have been using video prompts to get kids interested in writing. Often teachers begin with like a high interest short video, and then students write and respond. They might have writer's notebooks, something like that. And sometimes they'll stop it partway and then the students continue the story. There's a great curated playlist by Edutopia on this topic. It's awesome. There's 7 different videos. But I take a slightly different approach with these sketchnote animation prompts. Instead of showing a short video and asking students to respond to it, the video itself is a complex writing prompt. I sketch out each section and animate it visually to make the thinking more visible for students. And then I also narrate the videos and add in some background music. The following are some of the reasons why I first began creating video prompts. Number one, video prompts help bridge the gap between abstract and concrete ideas. Video prompts break down the overwhelming aspect of a longer video prompt into smaller, more visual elements. When I taught middle school, I noticed students getting overwhelmed when they would face really long writing prompts on a writing test, for example. And I'd always created these shorter single sentence prompts designed to just get kids started with writing. But with video prompts, students learn how to visualize these longer writing prompts in a way that allows them to plan or even just get started on their writing faster. If you watch the video prompt, invent a new method of transportation, it's inside this blog post. It's also inside of videoprompts.com. You'll see that there are a lot of abstract ideas and terminology. So cost and eco-friendly design and phrases like that. But the use of concrete visuals helps students make sense out of the vocabulary and really it helps them visualize what they're going to write. So it just makes it more visual for them. And that creates this kind of bridge between the abstract and the concrete. And now I don't oversimplify the language in a video prompt. If you watch one of them, you'll probably notice that it's written for junior high or high school. But the cool thing about creating this bridge between the abstract and the concrete is I have seen kids in second, third, fourth grade who can understand these video prompts and write according to them. And so that's kind of a cool thing of adding that bridge between the two. Number two, students can access it anytime, anywhere. So it's by creating a video prompt, putting it online, it is on demand. So if students have access to a device, they simply rewatch the video prompt over again to see the directions yet again. And it can work as a scaffold for students who need additional language support. And that was always the case when I taught ELL. I had students who they simply needed additional scaffolding for language. And by having a video prompt, they could rewatch it over and over again to be able to access that language. Number three, video prompts can increase motivation. I want to see students fall in love with writing. So I try to keep the video prompts as high interest as possible. To my core, I believe that writing should be fun. It is something I am convinced of. It should be a blast. And by the way, I hate when teachers use writing as a punishment or writing as a part of the discipline process. I just think writing should be a blast. When I taught middle school, I actually avoided the term writing prompt because of the negative baggage that it had for many of my students. Writing prompt was what you had to do for a state test or district benchmark. But instead, I would use the word idea. And the concept I was trying to get across is that prompts require writing, but ideas inspire writing. So I would actually use the term writing idea rather than writing prompt. If you check out again this blog post, you'll see that I have a pretty high interest writing prompt. I made this a couple weeks ago, and it's tell the story of Superman's brother Carl, who ended up on a planet filled with space trash instead of, you know, being sent to Earth. It's kind of a fun little writing prompt. There's also one that's aimed more for younger kids, and it's a little simpler based on the experience of always losing your shoes. And it's your shoes aren't lost, they're just hiding. And again, it's a chance to tell a story with those prompts. Now, the same is true of project prompts. I created a project prompt for the Wonder Day project, and you can download the Wonder Day project on my website. It's a full project with lesson plans and with slideshows and whatnot. But again, I used the video prompt to keep students from being overwhelmed, but also to pique their interest and allow teachers to use it as sort of an anticipatory set. Now, the next thing I want to share are the four types of writing prompts. So if that's the reasons why I'm all about having students use writing prompts, what I want to explore now is this concept of what types of writing prompts exist. So I already mentioned this, but the first one is video writing prompts. And so those are ones that spark the love of writing. Many of these are creative writing. A lot of them are story prompts, but there's also persuasive, expository. You can have students writing functional text and informational text. So by creating, again, these visual prompts, you get them excited about writing. The second one, and I alluded to this with my last example of Wonder Day, are the project prompts. And that's something like you get your own Genius Hour. I have a video for Genius Hour that a lot of different teachers have used when they first introduce Genius Hour to the class. So it's kind of a way to tell students what they're going to be working on, and instead of getting a big project sheet with all these details, they see a video that explains it and again gets them excited about the project. Number three are the maker challenges that exist, and I think I've made 10 to 15 of these. And the goal is to have students engage in research and inquiry, ideation, and ultimately prototyping. Now, there are two different variations of this. The first one is you can walk students through the entire launch process and have them use kind of a design framework. The other one is to have them just watch this, get inspired, and then give them the materials and let them run with this. And an example of this is the arcade game, the cardboard arcade game, or the pinball machine is another variation of that. And again, the idea is to get them excited about making and also you know, giving them really clear directions and parameters in a way that's engaging. The fourth one is to have a creative thinking challenge. And this could be giving them a video and having them tell multiple stories from the video. This could be you get a certain number of items and generate a list of as many types of uses for the items as you can. It could be a problem that they have to solve. The classic, you know, candle problem. Those are all examples of creative thinking, and in particular, divergent thinking challenges that you can do with these video prompts. Now, I've never created sketch video prompts in math, but I love this example from Dan Meyer. There's a great TED Talk that he did on this, on having students looking at videos or looking at pictures, and from there, developing their own math problems. And so that's another way to use video prompts to inspire creative thinking and problem solving. Now, where do we actually use these video prompts? Like, well, what are some of the ideal uses of them? The first could be to just use it at the start of an assignment or a project. And it, again, is sort of your anticipatory set. It goes alongside your project paper or your assignment sheet for it. Another one, though, is to have these housed inside of stations or centers. If you teach early elementary, this is a great chance to have an independent workstation and to have either maker prompts available in a makerspace station or to use the writing prompts in an ELA sort of station rotation activity. Another option is to use these as enrichment activities. So you might send them to videoprompts.com and have them find one of the prompts that they want to write about. And then what they can do is they could actually write on the prompt itself and leave it as a comment. And the cool thing there is it becomes sort of a mini place to publish their work in a way, right? It becomes a chance for them to share what they're writing with an audience, in this case, people who are going to read the blog comments. Or they could, of course, take those, embed them, put them into a blog post, and use that as a writing prompt for their writing blogs. Another option is to just use these as a warm-up. One of the ELA Common Core writing standards is to write routinely over extended time frames and shorter time frames. Now, we often, in writing classes, see teachers doing the longer extended ones, but this is sort of a fun warm-up to get them into the habit of writing those short pieces of writing over extended times where they just write it quickly, move on, write it quickly, move on, in quick 10 to 15 minute quick writes that they keep in their journals. And then the final thing that I was thinking is, you know, these work well as high interest options for substitute teachers. And so these are a chance to let the subs kind of check out these prompts. They just press play and then that's all they have to worry about. So anyway, these are some ways to use video prompts. I hope that you find something here of use. I hope you check out videoprompts.com, and I hope you find something useful there that you can actually use in your classroom. So thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Have a wonderful day and go out and make something awesome.